fact, if you want to know, if you want to get some more information on eating healthy, Karen Edwards recommended a book that's really good. It's called What Would Jesus Eat? And on it, if you would take this exam or take this test, first of all, just take it and try to see if you can get the answers to it, to see it. But it talks about how many miles Jesus walked. It talked about the extra virgin olive oil. It talks about a lot of things that Jesus did. So if you're interested in that, then this book is good for you as well. I know you all have a lot of questions about eating. We can go on and on and on and on and on about it. Like Ms. Sharon was asking me about portion control. A lot of the food labels, and we didn't talk about that, tells you a lot of the portions that you should be eating when you are eating certain foods. So if you have any questions about portions and what's good portion control, we can talk about that offline. All right, so today we're going to talk, now we're going to go into strength training. And we are going to afterwards have an activity for you all, because a lot of you all have never used the Fit Zone. So we're going to use the equipment in the Fit Zone so you guys can become familiar with the Fit Zone, so you won't have an excuse to not use the Fit Zone anymore, because you'll know how to use the equipment and what to do. All right, so why is strength training important? Next slide. A review of evidence-based studies by the New York of Medicine found that an investment of $10 per person, if we would just invest $10 per person in programs for nutrition and exercise, we could save $5 billion in Medicare and $1.9 billion in Medicaid. So like I said, this is one of the reasons why Michelle Obama is big on exercise. She's a very smart woman. If we couldn't just invest in some of those programs, we would see a dramatic change in Medicare and Medicaid. So a lot of the health problems that we're having now would decrease, all right, in the next 5 years. Research has proven that strength training exercise is effective for women and men who are not in the perfect health. I know a lot of times people have issues with doing some of the cardio stuff, but strength training, you are burning more calories when you do strength training. So strength training is never an excuse, because you can actually sit down and lift weights. People with health concerns such as heart disease or diabetes profit the most when implementing a program that includes weights. So some people who have diabetes, or if you have a heart disease, a lot of the doctors recommend that you lift weights, because for diabetes, it helps. Lifting weights helps with the sugar control. Next slide. What are the benefits of strength training? Next. Strengthening of the bones. Postmenopausal women can lose 1 or 2% of their body mass annually. So people who have had menopause, they tend to lose 1 or 2% of their bone mass annually. It results from a study from Turks University show that strength training increases bone density and it reduces the risk for fractures among women aged 50 to 70. So a lot of times people who, older people, when they fall down, they break their bones or break their joints. If they would do strength training, their bones would be stronger and they wouldn't be as easy to fall. So a lot of the seniors, is very important for them to lift weights. Next slide. Improve glucose control. Like I said, doctors recommend people with diabetes to lift weights. More than 14 million Americans have type 2 diabetes. In addition, diabetes is also one of the leading causes of blindness in older adults. Fortunately, studies have now shown that lifestyle changes such as strength training have a profound impact on helping older adults manage their diabetes. So a lot of times people with diabetes, they don't know that lifting weights can actually help them. So lifting weights is something that is an added benefit for people with diabetes. the study showed that volunteers were stronger, they gained muscle, lost body fat, and had less depression, and felt much more self-confident. Next slide. Healthy heart tissues. When you are lifting weights, strength training is important for cardiac health, because heart disease risk is lower. So we said that heart disease is the number one cause of death for people. So lifting weights helps with that. It helps lower your risk. One study showed that cardiac patients gain not only strength and flexibility, but also aerobic capacity. So when you are lifting weights or you're doing strength training, it helps with your aerobic capacity. Studies have shown with the American Heart Association to recommend strength training as a way to reduce the risk of heart disease as a therapy for patients in cardiac rehabilitation programs. So the American Heart Association recommends lifting weights for people with heart disease. Next slide. Sleep improvement. Like I said, lifting weights is very important because it helps you with your sleeping. People who exercise regularly enjoy improved sleep quality. They fall asleep more quickly. They sleep more deeply. Now, a lot of times you sleep, but you're not getting good sleep because it's not deep sleep. I don't know if you guys understand what that is, but a lot of times you can be asleep, but your body can still be active because it's not really going into a deep sleep. That's why a lot of the sleep aids cause you to go into a deep sleep. But when you are lifting weights or you're exercising more, you sleep deeply. You awaken less often and you sleep longer. As with depression, the sleep benefits obtained as a result of strength training are comparable to treatment with medication, but without the side effects at the expense. So they say that strength training is just as good as some of the sleep aids that you have if you are doing weightlifting. And if you're doing it properly, like I said, you will go to sleep. Next slide. Restoration of balance and reduction of fall. Like I said, as you get older, your balance and flexibility tends to change. In my classes, just standing on one foot for some older women is difficult and challenging. And as you get older, that happens. So in order for you to get better balance, lifting weights is one of the results, is one of the good benefits for you to work on your balance and your reduction of falls. Strengthening exercise, when done properly and through the full range of motion, increases a person's flexibility and balance, which decreases the likelihood and severity of falls. One study in New Zealand in women 80 years of age and older showed a 40% reduction of falls with simple strength and balance training. In Miami, a lot of the older women that I train who lifted weights on a regular basis were very good, and their health was very good, and they could do a lot of things. A lot of times you see people with canes and wheelchairs, and they have a hard time doing certain things because their body is not strong enough. Most of my clients who lifted weights saw an improvement with their balance, and they saw an improvement when they did lift weights. So especially for older, I really recommend strength training. Strength training is one of the biggest benefits that you can do as you get older. Next slide. All right, so what is the number one enemy to get health? Can somebody tell me? Fat? Meat? Somebody said red meat? All right, next slide. Procrastination. That is the number one enemy to good health. And the reason being that is because a lot of times people say, oh, well, I'm going to get around to it. I'm going to do it. Oh, I'm going to eat better next time. Or, yeah, I'm not going to eat good today. I just don't feel like doing it. And they procrastinate and keep putting it off. Or they say, oh, I'm going to work out today, but I choose not to work out today. But yet they want to see different results. So the number one enemy is not eating. It's more of a mindset. So you have to change your mindset and quit procrastinating. All right, next slide. So let's stop putting it off and make time for it today. And it says every journey begins with a single step, but you'll never finish if you don't start. A lot of times people who are consistent for 14 days with their exercise, and I always say that if you don't feel comfortable doing it in a gym, get a partner, because you're held more accountable when you have somebody who can do it with you. But I always notice that when you go to a gym, it's just some reason when you walk in there, you see other people working out, it motivates you to work out. So if you're having a problem with doing it at home, then try joining a gym, or come on Tuesdays and Thursdays when you have people around, because especially in my class, there are days where I might not feel like working out, but when I get in there, those ladies are so pumped and ready to go that it gives me energy to work out. So that is that for exercising and weightlifting. And like I said, Michelle Obama recommends 5 days a week. If you're just starting off, at least try to get 3 days out of the week, more than 20 minutes a day. Anything less than 20 minutes is just a warm-up, okay? So you want to do at least 30 minutes to an hour a day. And you'll start seeing changes in your sleep habits, changes in your mood swings, changes in everything just by exercising and working out differently. So we're going to put you guys to the challenge. All right, I just want to say thank you. So you see, the exercise can be fun. So hope to see you guys on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And here is Miss Melinda. Y'all, let's give Tiffany a hand. Woo! And let's give Karen Edwards a hand. And let's give Pastor Mike a hand for caring so much about us. I want to personally, on behalf of every employee, give Pastor Mike and Mrs. Pete a shout out for caring so much. I hope y'all don't take this lightly, for caring so much about us. To really, the mentoring sessions are leadership sessions, but he knows we can't have a healthy organization. We can't have a healthy lifestyle if we're not healthy. It means a lot to him, and it means a lot for them to give us 4.5 hours of our day to focus on us, to focus on us. So they deserve that. They deserve that. They deserve that. They deserve that. And when a person is up presenting, they make it look very easy, but it is a lot of work that goes into preparing for these mentoring sessions. There's a lot of work. But for the presenter, it's a lot of work. They make it look easy, but they spend countless hours doing research and putting that stuff together in a PowerPoint. So again, I want to give a good shout out to Tiffany Moore for this information today. And Karen Edwards is just so creative. That girl is so creative. Karen, we got our workout today. You just should have told us to bring some soap. But I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Mike, and then we have a quick announcement from Michelle Burney, and we'll be done. It was well worth going over, wasn't it? Okay.
Praise the Lord. I want to say to Karen and Tip, y'all did a good job. And I leaned over at Pete and I said, "Tip kind of smart, ain't she?" So that it was good. It was fun. It really was fun. But it's going to be what you do after the day. I mean, the gym is here. You have to push yourself. And sometimes you need somebody to help you. I was told that I need to do a little more weight training. So I kind of started doing that weight training thing. And one evening I came in, I really didn't want to do that. You know, I had already made up my mind I wasn't going to do that. And Tiffany kind of got on me. And when she finished sweetly talking about me, I did it. And then after I did it, I felt good about it. So sometimes you may need a partner that encourages you to do it. Because you may not have the wherewithal, especially if you try to do it in the evening, you may not have the wherewithal to be able to do it. So I want to encourage you. Melinda and I was talking, preparing for the lesson, and this health thing dropped on us. So I think it's important to God that we take care of our bodies and give our bodies the chance that he wants it to have to live a full life. My goal is 110, but I don't want folk carrying me around at 110. I want to be strong and healthy at 110. So I got to do my part. You got to do your part. On behalf of Pete and myself, I want to thank all of you for blessing us during Bosses Day. I didn't even know it was a Bosses Day, but that's a good day. And we want to say thank you to all of you.